This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joining us now, our boy Pat. Yo, what's up, buddy? How are you?
JP, B, Mitch, great. How are you guys? Get some good time off, I hope.
It's over now.
Yeah, we're back to work now, Pat.
I know you've been very busy. I believe camp has opened for the Giants. Get us up to speed. Any contract stuff? Everybody there? Everybody healthy? What's going on?
No contract stuff so far. Yeah, they're reporting today, first practice tomorrow. The one player I was watching, not that I thought he was going to hold out, but Dexter Lawrence is an interesting one to me just because he signed an extension a couple years ago. I think he and Payne signed them the same year. Mm. But like he signed that, and it made him tied for the third highest paid D tackle in the league then. And all of a sudden here, he's tied for 10th. And so, he reported today. He's there. But just be interested to see if they take care of him kind of quickly here and, give a sweetener into it or something. Because, the guy's basically ranked in a lot of places as, top one, top two, top three D tackles in football. But, yeah, no overt issues yet. Really health-wise, just going to be curious to see Neighbors, Andrew Thomas, even Lawrence himself, guys who really didn't do much in the spring. And in a lot of ways, they were just kind of being cautious with them, but not trying to, put too much on their bodies too early. But it was a lot of like big names not doing a lot on the field. So it'd just be interesting to see how much they do.
I think all these contracts now, though, Pat, you sign a contract in the morning, and you're already moved down three spots by the night.
Yeah, you're right.
Beamus. It changes so quick now.
No, you're right. You're right. And then it's really just on the player and the agent whether or not it's an issue to them or not, right? So, mm-hmm. Dexter, like I said, it was, he really didn't do any team drills in the spring. I'm not saying it was related to that. He was here, he was doing individuals. But, it just does stick out a little bit. It's the one contract thing on the team that sticks out as potentially an issue. At the edge rusher position, too, very interesting. They drafted Abdul Carter, and Kayvon Thibodeau had his fifth-year option picked up for 2026. Seems to have lit a fire under him. Not that he wasn't a motivated player, but definitely seems to have attacked this offseason, this spring. Looks like he's in, as they always say this time of year, better shape than ever. So that's some of the stuff to watch, too, how some of their additions have affected guys on the roster now.
It's interesting with Kayvon because I know he probably hasn't produced to the draft position, I would say, in his career for the Giants. But damn, has he killed the Skins. Anytime Thibodeau shows up against the Burgundy and Gold, he looks like LT.
No, you're right. You're right. That's like if you put his highlight tape together, it's a lot of Washington on the other end. And, one of the interesting things I'm watching for as they hit the practice field tomorrow and with Thibodeau and some of these guys on the line specifically is, listen, they face the Commanders right out of the gate in week one. The Giants have them and then the Cowboys back-to-back. They're going to have to get one out of the two right out of the gate. And one of the things that the Giants have really struggled with over the years is a lot of things they haven't done well enough. But the, in my opinion, they haven't been nasty enough on the line of scrimmage. Like, Lawrence is the one guy that I think teams and players are legitimately intimidated by and, yeah, you know, worried about facing him. But the Giants, they really need to become a team that plays with more nastiness. You don't want to cross the line and hurt yourself, but going up against teams like yours down there in Washington and even Dallas, like still with the talent that they have on their roster, Philadelphia obviously in the division, if they don't take another step there, they're not going to get it done. And so it's going to be interesting seeing them toe that line, because in the spring they had to cut one of the OTA practices short because Burns and Thibodeau got into basically a complete melee brawl with two of the tackles, Illuminor and James Hudson, the backup who was playing for Thomas when Thomas wasn't on the field. And it was like they took it too far. But if you're a Giants fan, you kind of want them to sharpen those edges for these matchups coming up right at the start of the season in the NFC East, too. So that would be an interesting dynamic for them to play.
Dude, I had to look this up. Kayvon Thibodeau in 3 years has 21 career sacks. 5.5 of them have come in 5 games against Washington, where he also has 9 TFLs, 10 quarterback hits, a fumble, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and a touchdown scored. Like, he sees burgundy and gold and just goes. We're talking with our friend Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can read Pat's work in the New York Daily News. You can listen to Talking Ball with Pat Leonard on the Believe Network, anywhere you get your podcast, or you can watch it on YouTube. The TikTok, the Instagram is PL on NFL. A lot of great content coming from Pat around New York and the NFL. Let's talk about what I think is probably already decided, but I would argue shouldn't be. Is there a quarterback competition for the Giants, or is it Russ Wilson's job?
I agree with you. I think this should be wide open. They have acted and spoken like it's already Russell Wilson's, and this has been since his signing in the spring. Now, the one thing that aligns with is the leadership angle. What I mean by that is the Giants really struggled in the leadership category last year when Barkley and McKinney were let to walk away to Philadelphia and Green Bay, respectively. And they signed Jameis Winston, they draft Jackson Dart, they signed Russell Wilson. But over the offseason, the organization has been pushing Wilson as really the person that they're getting behind as a group. They're going to follow him. They're going to do things his way. He's going to speak for them. And so in some ways, like, you could argue devil's advocate on that side and say, listen, you want the team all pulling in the same direction. You don't want uncertainty. It's such an important year. The earlier you get on one track, the better. So that's part of why it seems like they're doing this. But JP, I totally agree with you. Like, I think, first of all, Jameis Winston technically signed first. If you're Jameis Winston, and he said all the right things, but, you know, now you have Jackson Dart selected. You have Russell Wilson seeming like he's getting the keys in week one. It doesn't even feel like there's a place for Jameis on the roster unless you let him compete for the job, right? So Jackson Dart is the face of the franchise for the future, they hope. But listen, if he shows any promise, you guys know, right? I mean, he wasn't selected, you know, nearly as high as a Jaden. But if he shows promise as a first-round pick on the practice field, the players know it. Everyone in the organization knows it. He's Dable's guy. He'll know it, and he'll be on the field sooner rather than later. So I think you have to make it a competition. You guys know first-round quarterbacks usually play earlier than everyone expects anyway. I don't completely follow why they wouldn't open it up. Jackson himself, I talked to him actually on Talking Ball right at the end of June, and he didn't back down from saying he wants to compete for it. Like, he said, you know, my priority is to win, so if that's somebody else or me, I don't care why we're winning. As long as we're winning, I'm not going to, you know, he's not going to step on any toes. But he didn't back down from the idea that once he walks into training camp here in July, he's going to try to prepare like he's a starter. So that's really the main question to ask Joe Shane and Brian Daboll tomorrow, and for the Giants to answer themselves, is, are they going to make this a meritocracy at the QB position, or are they really going to hand it to a guy who, yes, he had some success early in Pittsburgh last year, but I mean, the fact of the matter is Russell Wilson's on his fourth team in 5 years. And the way it ended in Pittsburgh last year, I mean, their offense looked like one of the worst in the league among the teams who were still remaining at the end.
It could be like, you know, young quarterbacks that's not drafted super high, they normally give them a little chance to, they still get the chance to rest. The guys that are drafted five and up, they're going to start immediately. And Jackson did some good things in college. The pros are different. What are they trying to protect him? Because, you know, Jameis can do some things, but you know Jameis can do some things bad too. So I don't think you need to have a competition with Jameis and Russ. I think the competition would have to be, if they feel Jackson is good enough, it's Jackson and Russ. Jameis is your backup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Interesting. Yeah. So, well, selfishly, B. Mitch, I want Jameis on the field because he's not boring. Right?
Oh, yeah. He's not boring. He's going to give you something. he's a different dude now. He's a different guy.
Yeah. He's going to give the ball to somebody. You don't know which jersey it's going to be, but he's going to give the ball to somebody.
Yeah, for sure. I'm talking with our friend Pat Leonard. Make sure you give him a follow at PLeonardNYDN. Check out the Talking Ball with Pat Leonard podcast. It's pretty interesting to me the type of comparisons Malik Nabers is already getting when you have conversations about NFL receivers. Nabers is undoubtedly a baller. He was really good last year. How does he look, and kind of what are your expectations for Nabers this fall?
Well, he's supposed to be ready to go here at the start of camp. They held him out in the spring. Dable attributed it to a toe or a foot injury that's nagged him since college. Had a personal tragedy in the spring. Tyron Lacy, his college teammate and really good friend, passed away tragically. That's definitely something that has weighed on him that he's been dealing with. Everything indicates that he's going to attack this season with a vengeance. He's excited about taking the next step. He's still only 21, but I think the goal is for him to mature in how he handles adversity while still producing. One question will be, does he see the same target share? He had 170 targets last year.
Damn,
and so crazy. It looks, based on what their offense looks like, they really didn't change much other than Russ. So it looks like he could still see that volume, but if he doesn't, does he handle that the same way? Does he produce the same way? You know, I think you hit the nail on the head, though. It's like, you know, there were games last year that didn't go as well. There were games that were eye-opening in a good way for him. You know, you think about that first game they played against Washington in week two, I think, and it was fascinating to me both that day and in hindsight. You know, Dan Quinn and Washington, they had a plan for how to attack and handle the Giants' offense that day. And, you know, Nabers was so dangerous from what Quinn determined right out of the gate that, if you remember, they basically clouded over top, and they gave Neighbors 18 catches. They just didn't let him get over top of them. And it resulted in the Giants moving the ball down the field and scoring, you know, which is something they don't do often. So it was already him in game two of his rookie season impacting the entire way a game is played, which is super impressive. Washington obviously gets away with the W there. But the point is, one-on-one coverage, this guy is a nightmare. He's fast. He's strong. He's a home run hitter. And really, the Giants just need to, you know, prove, I think, not, you don't need to prove something to a 21-year-old, but because of how he handled the adversity last year and with still maturing as a young player, I think it's not just important for them to score early to be a better team and to try to win a couple division games early and to be more of a modern NFL offense and team, but I think it'll really drain Neighbors and be detrimental early if they can't show him that they've built an offense that can complement what he does in a better way. Like, if you can run the ball, if you can take some pressure off of him, if you can unlock someone else as a serious number two threat, that'll go a long way versus just relying on this young kid to bail you out. And then when you face adversity, he's just carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders.
What is the vibe going into this season with your, with the coach?
Good question. So, you know, it's, the pressure is there. It's acknowledged. It's unavoidable. The Dable said coming out of mandatory minicamp going into the brief break before we come back here for training camp now that the tone being set coming into camp is we have to hit the ground running. You know, they got blown out at home the last 2 years by the Vikings and Cowboys respectively in their first games of the regular season and never truly recovered from either. And he's looking to set a different tone. He has no choice but to set a different tone. I think you're going to see an urgent training camp because of that. That could translate into what I was talking about with the nastiness and do they cross the line? Do they make themselves better in that? But it's really fascinating to watch. There's so many layers to it. I guess the big headline of it would be Shane and Dable are both under pressure, but it does feel like Dable is under a little bit more. And even the selection of Jackson Dart was interesting in that vein. It was like the Giants did all fall and winter scouting, and they were in love, it seemed, with Shedeur Sanders. And then Dable got involved after the season, and suddenly it started shifting over to Jackson Dart. And there was some rhetoric coming from Joe Shane, you know, in the draft room, on a podcast with Kay Adams later, where he was kind of hedging and calling him, alluding to Dart being more Dable's guy, or he's an organizational decision. He would not just come out and say, I love him, he's my guy. And so there's this feeling that if things go wrong, Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, is going to be the first person called on the carpet. But then after that, is that collaborative team between Dable and Shane going to hold its own? And are they going to have each other's backs when push comes to shove? Or is one of them going to walk the plank while the other stays safe? You know, coming out of last season, I could tell you for a fact, I reported this kind of in January, where after the autopsy of last year, where John Mara even suggested to Brian Dable that he give up offensive play calling, for a while there in the early offseason, Dable and Shane were functioning essentially as separate entities. You know, kind of a frayed relationship there. And if you know, anybody who knows anything about the hiring of those two guys from Buffalo knows the whole point was John Mara said that Joe Judge and Dave Gettleman were oil and water and Dable and Shane would work together. So that relationship is being tested. And so the vibe under Dable or around Dable is win or else.
Wow. Yeah, man. It's when you start to see that crack it and maybe you can seal it back up. You know what I mean? But I noticed that. Like, just visually walking around, it seemed like Dable was – it seemed like Shane has Mara's ear and Dable's kind of out on the island. And it's going to be really interesting to see that unfold. And that's what – B and I talk about this all the time. The NFL is a self-preservation league, man. Everybody that's in it wants to stay in it. And they will throw some bodies under the bus if that's what is required to keep their gig. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen in New York, but, like – you could see that path, you know, because there is so much pressure and they've underperformed.
100%. Now, you know, the positive from Daboll's end and Shane's end is they kept their jobs coming out of a 3-14 year in the 100th centennial season for the Giants. So that's more than dodging a bullet, let me tell you. And then you also have the Giants are in the process of looking to sell a 10% minority stake of the organization. And some league sources believe that part of the reason they were retained was so, you know, listen, they're trimming things behind the scenes. They're trying to make a company and the organization more attractive financially to buyers. And if they were to have fired them after the season, let's say you're owing, you know, approximately $20 million over the next 2 years to them on top of your new GM and coach hires. So in other words, maybe with 2 years left on their contracts, they get a little bit more benefit of the doubt than someone would otherwise because of these business dealings going on. And therefore, what do they have to do this year? There's probably two things that can help them, you know, make John Mara smile, make Steve Tisch smile, and get them to year five outside of what we just said with the finances. And it's obviously win games. But the other, if you're not winning games, is Jackson Dart looks good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you probably need one of those two, and then you get to 2026. If you don't have either of those, probably tough.
Mm. Pat, thank you for the time as always, man.
All right, Pat.
We'll see you week one, dude.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
We need more than field goals this time.
Don't we know it?
See you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Pat, take care, brother.
Thank you, guys.
That's the great Pat Leonard, New York Daily News. You can give him a follow at PLeonardNYDN or check out the Talking Ball podcast with Pat Leonard. Does a really great job covering the Giants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.